And now it's time to check in with our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. James, how are you doing this morning, man?
What's up, JP? How are you?
I'm good. Are you taking a part in this this 5K Keller run we've been keeping track of outside of the radio station right now?
I'm not. No, I'm slacking on this Sunday morning. I figured I should rest up for the next few days.
5Ks are your thing. So envision this though, because we have had you on the air before where you're just randomly doing a 5K downtown. So I assumed it wasn't out of the. I mean, it was a perfectly valid question to find out if you were doing and taking part in this 5K that's going on right now. So envision this. So I'm set up in the studio. I'm getting deep into an Indians conversation. Not really. We're talking about the zip line at the Playball Park. And this guy runs down the street, and I don't know what 5K is going on, even though I saw them get the medals ready yesterday. I see this guy running down the street in a pink tutu, just sprayed with all sorts of different colors, but he's all by himself, and he is running like nobody's run before. And I thought, my first thought was, that is a really bad hangover for Sunday. Like, that's the worst walk of shame I think I've ever seen in my life. But no, he was just the leader of the pack.
Yeah, that's it. And honestly, if I wouldn't be leading, but if I was participating in the color run, I definitely would have a pink tutu. So I'm with the guy there. I would be in last place, but I would have the tutu on for sure.
Yeah, you're festive. I can 100% see that. So last segment, James, I went through the five questions I would have for Commissioner Rob Manfred since he's joining Bolin Fox tomorrow at 5. Yes, I used the segment to kind of prop up the fact that it's going to be must-listen radio tomorrow again during Bolin Fox at 5, because I'm a company man and I like that type of stuff, but it legitimately will be. And I went through my five questions. What I would ask Rob Manfred, if you had the commissioner on, and we played this game before, by the way, we for those that don't remember, and I don't know why you would, James and I one night sat around and we went back and forth during the night show about what I would ask Corey Kluber if I was interviewing Corey Kluber. And then, was it Adam? Somebody was then out the next day, and then I actually got to interview Corey Kluber. So, again, I'm sure Adam and Dustin will be there, but if you had one question for Rob Manfred, what would it be?
Oh, man, that's good. I think it would be, and by the way, I see what you're doing here. You're trying to jinx it again so you can slide in there.
Speak it into
the commissioner tomorrow. I totally get it. Do it.
Speak it into existence, James. That's all it is, man.
I absolutely love it. I would probably ask about, because it seems like a foregone conclusion that Francisco Lindor isn't going to sign an extension here. And I would want to get his thoughts on just how, if it's a baseball problem, if it's a owner problem. Obviously, the Dolans are going to take a lot of heat if and when that happens. So whether he's traded or leaves in free agency or whatever. So I think that's the thing. Can small markets succeed and can the competitive balance be balanced almost, right? Like, I mean, in the NBA, mm-hmm. I get it. There's super teams all the time, but suddenly the league is perfectly balanced, it feels like. And there are a bunch of different teams and different contenders. And I guess my question would be, and this is a poor question. I'm glad I'm not asking him right now, but how does baseball get to that point where the Indians can pay Francisco Lindor what the Angels would pay him or the Yankees would pay him or the Red Sox would pay him? Are they ever going to have a salary cap? Something to do with that, because I think right now, even though they're hot, even though obviously it's All-Star weekend, I think that's the lingering question and topic on every Indians fan's mind. It's in the back of their mind anytime Francisco Lindor is mentioned, and rightfully so. So I think it would be something to do with that.
It's a good question. How do you answer it?
Oh, I mean, I don't think – here's what I think. I think if you're the Indians, you got to find a way to pay Francisco Lindor. He's one of those type of players you have to pay, and he's going to make you better, period. And even if it means $40 million per year, $35 million per year, that's what you would do. But in an ideal world, if you want to make it balanced, yeah, then there would be a salary cap. The Yankees would only be able to spend so much of that money. What that cap would be, I'm not sure, but that also wouldn't change the mentality that owners across the league in small markets have, that is, we're going to build our teams a certain way, and we're not going to be able to spend X amount on a player. And if you put a cap on that, I'm not sure if that really solves the Indians' issue of spending money on a certain amount of money, I guess, on one player, even if he's as great as Frankie. So I think it's interesting between the two. I think that regardless, though, and I don't think there will be a cap, but I think regardless, the Indians should keep Francisco Lindor. There's no doubt about it.
I agree 100%. And this is our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone. I went to our stats and info department. It's me trying to be my best version of Elias is what this comes down to. Except I don't have anyone at Elias I can actually call up and get info from. But we discovered, my department and I, that Shane Bieber, 12-2, 3.46 ERA, best career road winning percentage among active pitchers with at least 15 career road starts. Why does it seem like Shane Bieber, the all-star Shane Bieber, is just that much better on the road than he is at home?
Yeah, and we've asked him and talked to him about this earlier in the year, because I believe he was 9-1 earlier in the season, or 9-0 or something like that in road starts. And it was like, what? Why are you so good on the road? And he didn't really have an answer. He said he preps the same way, et cetera. Here's what I'll say is I think he's such a mature 24-year-old in change. I mean, he's not even 2 months past his 24th birthday. But I bet when he's on the road, he's so dialed in and so focused on the tasks at hand, and he makes sure he gets his work in, and he makes sure he's not out late, and he makes sure that he's doing everything he can to get ready for that start. Not that he doesn't do that here, but I think those are the differences some young players run into, is they may stay out a little bit later on the road, or they may meet up with friends from college, or they may meet up from, and I think he's the type of guy that's so dialed in and focused that he avoids that, and he's had success on the road. And I think that's a testament to him. I mean, he's been such a steady pitcher for them this season, as advertised. Obviously the all-star selection is just, it comes early. I don't think anyone expected Shane Bieber to be an all-star this season. But I think it's certainly deserved, and it's a testament to him, the Indians organization. It's really exciting when you think about his potential, because I don't think he's close to where he can be at maximizing his potential yet. So yeah, as dominant as he's been on the road, as good of a season as he's had, I think he's certainly still ascending.
Staying with all-stars, or at least guys that should be all-stars but aren't all-stars, last year, I was very high in the Roberto Perez camp, and I was always Roberto over Yan Gomes, even though Yan Gomes did make the All-Star team last year. I thought to myself, get him every day at bats. You know, we saw him have a little bit of flashes in the World Series run in particular. You knew he had a good bat, and you knew he was good defensively, and you're just waiting for him to piece it all together. James, is it just as simple as him getting everyday opportunities? Is that why we're seeing what we're seeing?
I think so. Yeah, I think because when you're limited, you're worried, right? You're worried about not being able to play the next day, and you put a lot of pressure on yourself. And I think this year, and he got off to an ugly start at the plate, but I think this year he's just confident, calm. And I remember talking to him in the off season, and he's like, yeah, every day at bats, it's going to change things. Just wait. and I'm sure he heard, and I'm sure a lot of people, or a lot of players in that organization heard the moans and groans about Yan Gomes being traded. And now, heck, they get Jeffrey Rodriguez out of it. Daniel Johnson is going to be playing in the Futures game today. And then they clear a spot for Roberto Perez, who, you're right, you can make a legitimate all-star case for. He's one of the best defensive catchers in the game. He brings power. He had carried them yesterday. I mean, he's 4-for-5 yesterday with the big home run, the go-ahead home run. So, yeah, I think he's having such a stellar season. And he deserves a lot of credit, because it's going to be easy to give credit to Santana, obviously, and Lindor, and even Mercado after he was promoted and really given that outfield a boost. But I think that Perez, what he brings at the plate, helping navigate through the injuries of these starting pitchers, or behind the plate, rather, I think that's been huge and invaluable in itself. And now the fact that he figured out at the plate and hit home runs, 8 of which, I saw this on Sports Time Ohio yesterday, 8 of his home runs have came in the 7th inning or later. So that's pretty clutch,
yeah,
from Perez. Yeah, so he's had a stellar season. I think he's a big reason why the Indians are starting right now.
Will the Indians catch the Twins this season? I'm not saying win the division, but will they catch him at any point, James?
Here's what I'll say on that. I think that there is
What's going on? What's the hesitation for? What do you think of it? This isn't gotcha journalism. It's a sports question.
I love the directness. I love that. Here's what I'll say. The Twins, they're new. They were put together in the offseason. The Indians, despite being younger, have won the division three straight years. One team is led by Terry Francona, who is pretty even-keeled and isn't going to get too high or too low. And I think that that team isn't going to bend or break when there's pressure, right? And I think it's going to be interesting to see with the Twins now, especially that first series after the All-Star break, because 5.5 back, if you could continue to move up, who knows, right? You know, if you get it to 3 or 2.5, in the division just after that first series after the break, then you're talking, right? You're mm-hmm. right there. So I think that the Indians, if they continue to apply pressure, the Twins are going to take a step back. I just do. I think they're weak in some spots, and at some point they're going to slide a little bit. That doesn't mean I don't think the Twins are going to make the playoffs. But, yeah, I think at some point the Indians will be right there. Will they be leading the division at some point? I'm not sure. But I think they're going to get closer than they are now, and they're certainly much closer than they were a couple months ago.
James, I popped on my radio yesterday, and I heard you talking to Cliff Floyd, which was it was a great job. You did a fun job with that. But it was amazing because – he didn't want to talk baseball. He wanted to talk about the Browns. And that was like my big takeaway, is that you got him talking about the 2001 All-Star game, which is one of my favorites because that was Cal's final game, and it was such a memorable moment, and it was so cool in baseball history. And then he was like, I see the Browns helmet. Let me talk Browns.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And he turned keeping Francisco Lindor into a Browns conversation, which I like, because they do go hand-in-hand to a degree. I mean, the Browns have went out and got stars, and the Indians have won. And the last thing you want to do is let them walk. And that's what I took from that. But, yeah, I agree. I think that's a good example of the Browns hype. And it's July now, and it's been a long off season because you've seen all these moves, and I think people have been waiting for the Browns. And the All-Star game is kind of like the final hurdle before Browns training camp, and it'll be on the horizon. So, yeah, the fact that Cliff Floyd is paying attention to that, it's pretty cool. We also talked about his World Series ring, which I think I should remind people of.
No, forget that. I want to talk Browns. I think it was his audition tape to try to get a job here, right? Turning a baseball conversation or literally any conversation into a conversation about the Browns.
Yeah, he was really good. I enjoyed talking with Cliff, and he's he brings the energy, and he's a fun dude to talk to. But, yeah, if he wants to be like a Browns insider, Daryl Wright, watch out. Cliff Floyd coming for you.
How much would it pay you or would it take to pay you to actually do the zip line at the Play Ball Park?
Oh, dude, I want to do it now. I would do it for free.
Oh, really? You're that adventurous?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it probably cost. Yesterday I was there. Working stuff. I didn't really check to see how much it was, but yeah, if I could just do it for free, it's probably like $50, right? I would guess.
It's probably something.
If I could do it for free, I would do it right now. I'd go. It's right down the street from my place. So are you saying you got a pass for me? I'd
really?
Do it.
Wow. So free, no line. You're right there. You would do it, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Man, you're braver than I am.
Are you serious?
I'm softer than Charmin when it comes to that stuff. I'm not. I'm not getting up there. Yeah, I'm not a big heights guy. I'm not. And, I mean, it's just, it would be at least $1,000 minimum. And you know that goes a long way for people like us, you know, radio guys. $1,000 minimum is what it would, like, the starting point of that conversation to see me go up there and do it. And that includes being free and no line.
I will. So no line, and you still need $1,000.
Yeah.
And it better not cost you a thing to do. That's
I'll
just do it for free. Here's what I'll say, though, is it does sound like a mini airplane is riding by when two people are going down on those zip lines. Our setup was near the end of the zip lines yesterday, and multiple people are like guests and stuff. You see their heads turn and jump over because they're like, what is that sound? And it's just the zip line. So it sounds pretty but like there's an engine or something going on. So it sounds like there's a plane flying by. So, yeah, I get that part. It's noisy, but I would love to do it. I've never done it.
Your setup, by the way, looks like I could charge my AirPods in them. It's like this like tiny white thing that's like 8x8, and it looks like something I should use to be charging my AirPods.
That's fair. It does look like an AirPod case. The good thing is it was nice and cool.
Oh, there you go.
AirPod case, which was clutch. We've all been at the remotes and at the locations mm-hmm. where there's just a tent and no AC, and that can be rough. I might have had to have brought two or three shirts. So instead, we had some AC. Andy Roth hooked it up, so we were good to go.
That's it. James, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you hopefully tomorrow at some point where you're hanging out at the Home Run Derby getting ready for Carlos Santana. All right, man?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, JP.
Thanks. It's James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter, brought to you by WOW Internet TV and Phone.